Taylor Swift with Willow, 8:26. It's Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz.
Yes.
The Star Wars Appreciation Program is set by Ben, the Star Wars enthusiast. Your mate, Maz.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty pumped about hearing Gaundy's review of Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, released in 1980. After the Rebels are brutally overpowered by the Empire on the ice planet Hoth, Luke Skywalker begins Jedi training with Yoda, while his friends are pursued by Darth Vader and a bounty hunter.
Oh my gosh, I've never been prouder of you, mate.
Tell you what, it's a mouthful. It's an eyeful. Let's play a little bit of the trailer as well. Here it is.
Luke Skywalker and Han Solo rescued the princess, destroyed the Death Star, but their story didn't end there. Now, the creators of the biggest smash hit of all time bring you the next episode in the Star Wars saga, The Empire Strikes Back.
Ben.
Seriously, yeah. The guy that did that voiceover, he's brilliant. It makes it sound like a comedy the way he does the voiceover, but it
really
is intense.
The depths of the archives for these trailers, far out.
Well, yeah, 1980, man. That is the depth of the archives in movies generally. Ben, I'll give you this. Better.
Yes.
Better than the first movie. I will give you that from 1977. Didn't the effects, they improved a lot, right?
In a couple of years, in the space of only a few years,
they got a whole lot better.
They did, yeah. Well, I've also been digitally remastered since then. But anyway,
right. Well, maybe that's what I watched—the digitally remastered version
no,
on Disney.
No, I think you watched the original.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are.
Ben,
watching the original series.
I do have to throw another B word in there, other than better, and that is but.
And not just yours, babe.
No, but. I don't want to just jump on air and I just don't want people to think I'm here to just rat on Star Wars movies and it's very easy to do.
I love that you're doing the work, Gaundy. Yeah. You are applying yourself. You're watching. You've got that critical thinking cap on and you're watching Star Wars and you're like, how do I really feel about this? And how do you feel
I
about it?
I liked the movie. I liked the movie.
This is an improvement. Yep,
I liked it when it finished. The best part of the movie was when it was done, Ben.
Really?
Jamie, my wife, walked out. She said, I cannot cop this. I'm going to bed. And I had to torture myself by watching the second Star Wars movie.
Only 2 hours.
The Empire Strikes Back. Yoda. I thought Yoda was the saving grace of the movies, Ben.
Okay, well, you're still early on, so give him a chance. Remember, open mind.
He's a poor man's Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, wow.
From The Karate Kid.
I think that Star Wars came before The Karate Kid.
Well, he learnt everything somehow through the
That would make
mystery
Mr. Miyagi
time.
The poor man's Yoda.
No way, man.
Yes.
Mr. Miyagi was the better version of Yoda, I feel.
Okay.
But so does the graphics get better on Yoda as it goes on? Because he looked like a cartoon sort of puppet thing.
It does. It really does. This is just the beginning for Yoda. So he gets better and better through each movie.
Okay, well, I look forward
Oprah.
To that.
Better and better every
year. Better and
year.
Better. Because he is the saving grace of Star Wars, right? Everyone loves Yoda.
Well, I wouldn't say he's the saving grace, but...
What about Obi-Wan? Where's he at?
Obi-Wan, yes.
I'd probably say one of the Skywalkers are up there before Yoda. But look, he plays a very important part. He is a Jedi Master. As you'll see in the movies to come, he does get better and play a very important role.
So. Okay.
It is the epic scene, though, where Darth Vader says, I am your father, Luke.
Yeah.
And then Luke just drops from this thing into oblivion and he just drops down
like
into
cliffhanger style.
Just crazy. Like, how did he even survive that, Ben?
Because he is Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, I know, but it's a massive drop.
It's the Force.
Also.
Was it?
Also, it's just a movie.
No, mate. It was unrealistic.
Exactly.
This is the thing. It's just not realistic in the slightest.
What do you mean falling from a drop like that in some sort of space-age tunnel in the city in the clouds? Of course it's realistic.
So realistic.
No, it's
so
not.
Believable.
And then when his hand gets chopped off, it literally just looks like he's got his hand inside his sleeve like we used to do when we were kids. You know that little thing
that's
where you
funny.
Pull
that
your
trick.
Hand in the sleeve? That's
that
all it
trick.
Looked like to me. But look, Luke Skywalker is slowly becoming this Jedi master, yeah? Okay.
So can we get a rating out of you for Star Wars Episode 5?
I gave the last one 2 out of 10. I'm here to give this one a touch better, a 3.
3 out of 10.
Wow. It's a 3 out of 10
well,
for Star
rate,
Wars.
By okay, the I'll end of the you. Series, we'll be up to a 10.
Is that how it's going to work? Are we going to slowly work our way up to a 10?
I don't know.
Look, I think we might get a couple of points higher, and we might drop back a little.
Oh, does it go backwards a touch?
Oh,
no.
But then I'm determined we will end up past a 7 or an 8 by the end of it.
Okay, wait.
I'm gonna predict that using the Force right now. I'm gonna predict that for you.
Okay.
And remember, you are the chosen one.
I know. I'm trying to keep that in mind here. I don't know if I want to be at this stage.
So, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Probably one of my favourites out of the whole 9 movies.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll watch that this week. And okay, when was good. The last time you watched these movies, Ben?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday today, night. So last week. You watched it a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago. Yep, watched The Empire Strikes Back.
You're so weird. I don't know why we're friends sometimes.
You choose to watch these movies again and again.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely. I'm on the journey with you, mate.
He's done that with Bring It On throughout our entire friendship. He watches that a lot as well.
Bring It On, the cheerleader movie.
Yeah, man. It's one of Ben's top 3.
Let's not give everything away on the radio.
That, Clueless, and Mean Girls. They're the top 3, babe.
Jeez, you've got a real wide selection there, Ben. I love the mix, man.